Howdy neighbors, good afternoon everybody. Beef Industry News Time, I'm Ron Hayes. With us today is Dr. Shailene McNeil, registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She works on behalf of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff in nutrition areas and has been a key player in putting the beef industry's position out as the dietary guidelines have been developed over the last couple of years. They're out now and looking good. We'll talk about the fact that they are prioritizing protein for every meal. And we're back with Shailene to talk about that in just a moment.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLeg tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder, it's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLeg protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to smartlick.com, that's smartlic.com, to find your dealer.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves, you'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Registered dietitian Dr. Shailene McNeil with us today. Shailene, you've seen a lot of these dietary guidelines be put together and released. When you saw the release that came from the administration, what were your first thoughts?
I was actually excited to see them because I think they reaffirm the science on beef that not only the Beef Checkoff has invested in, but that other scientists have conducted over the past several decades that really shows that beef can be included in a healthy dietary pattern. And I think these new dietary guidelines reflect that research.
What's different this time?
You know, a lot of the dietitian community is really debating this. I've been seeing and watching this, and there's a lot about the dietary guidelines that are the same. We're still recommending more fruits and vegetables. We're still talking about eating portions that help you maintain a healthy weight. We're still talking about eating a variety of foods. What's really different, though, when we look at it from a beef lens and a beef producer lens, maybe, is that we've never seen dietary guidelines that have placed such importance on high-quality proteins like beef. So we see protein clearly prioritized in these new guidelines. They've actually recommended more dietary protein than the past committees have recommended. So that's a big change. And then we've seen more positive language about the inclusion of real whole foods, including animal foods like beef, in healthy diets. We've seen recognition of beef's healthy fats as well. So a lot of the positive attributes of beef that we haven't seen highlighted in past guidelines are now highlighted in these new dietary guidelines.
Those core diet recommendations, I mean, that first one, prioritize protein at every meal. That's amazing.
It's a big change, but I think it also reflects how the research has evolved over the last couple of decades. As we have been faced with our obesity crisis, our rising rates of diabetes and pre-diabetes, we're closely examining what's going on with our diets. And one of the things that we've seen is that research has shown that when we're able to prioritize protein, increase the amount of protein, maybe and substitute some more protein in place of, say, refined carbohydrates, we start seeing that it's easier for people to manage their weight. It's easier for them to control their intake. Their blood sugars get balanced. Their cholesterol improves. So that research has really been developing over the last, it's not real recent, really, Ron. It's over the last couple of decades. And it's nice to see that high quality research being reflected in these new dietary guidelines as it relates to their protein recommendations.
And of course, you mentioned that it's not just the Beef Checkoff that's had this research. I mean, but really at the core of it, we've seen some tremendous things done, as you mentioned, over a 15, 20 year period, laying this groundwork.
Well, the Beef Checkoff has been instrumental in reinvigorating the research on dietary protein. Almost 20 years ago now, we led a protein summit where we convened the world's leading researchers. With the Beef Checkoff led that, but the dairy farmers were also involved, egg farmers were involved. Even soybean was a part of this effort. And we brought together the world's leading scientists to discuss the research needs around dietary protein. I think we're seeing that kind of pay off in these new dietary guidelines. And, you know, really, quite frankly, actually consumers are already there as well. We've seen consumers seeking out protein as their most sought after nutrient. You and I have talked about that over the past several years. So we're finally at a place, I think, with regards to dietary protein that they are meeting consumers where they are. Consumers are looking to incorporate more protein, and now they're hearing health professional guidance through these dietary guidelines that are recommending how to do that in the most healthful way. So I think that's positive news for consumers as well as beef farmers and ranchers.
You use the term high quality protein. That's a key, isn't it?
It is a key. And I think one of the things that we're seeing is, you know, in the past, and Ron, you and I talked about this as well, is that there for a while there were committees that were recommending beans, peas, and lentils over red meat for protein. And while it's important to get a variety of both plant and animal sources of protein so you get different nutrients from those different foods, one thing that you just cannot take away from meat is the fact of how nutrient dense it is. You're going to get more protein per calorie from meats like beef than you are from plant and animals. And there's just no changing that. So if you want to find the most protein dense foods to eat, you're going to be recommending meat.
Dr. Shailene McNeil, registered dietitian and working with NCBA and the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, very pleased with the new dietary guidelines just out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. Still to come this afternoon, a little more on the agricultural news scene right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll be back here in just a few moments.